Hi, my name is Tamina and I will be interviewing Ilda van der Merwe. Kids Kicking Cancer is an organization for kids facing life-threatening illnesses, especially trained black belt martial artists teach breathing, visualization, and relaxation techniques, as well as martial arts, to help empower the children and provide them with a sense of power, peace, and purpose. Now we'll listen to a clip about Kids Kicking Cancer with two of our young reporters, Hakim and Kauthar, went to cover the launch here at Oryx Radio, Smart Oryx Radio, at Red Cross Hospital last week and today. So enjoy the clip.
Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Rabbi G. I'm the founder and global director of Kids Kicking Cancer. I'm also a clinical assistant professor in pediatrics at Wayne State University School of Medicine.
What exactly is Kids Kicking Cancer?
Kids Kicking Cancer is a movement that teaches children that no matter what they face in their lives, they can use the martial arts, breathing, the meditation, the emotion of empowerment. Our mantra is power, peace, purpose, which means that we could breathe in an amazing energy and push out pain, fear, and anger. And as you saw today, when we asked the children, what's your purpose, they yell out to teach the world. When children have a purpose, when they have tools to get beyond pain and to breathe through pain, their brains change and their lives change. And when they become teachers to others, people sit up and watch them, but it teaches them that they have this incredible power to change the world.
What was the purpose of the event here today at Red Cross?
Today was our launch in Cape Town because we are focused on first two hospitals that we began in Johannesburg, and now we have two hospitals that are working out in Cape Town, this beautiful Red Cross Hospital and the wonderful Tigersburg Hospital.
Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Moses Sabopa. I'm from Pretoria, and I'm teaching karate in Pretoria, and that's how I got involved with Kids Kicking Cancer.
Could you describe in more detail the technique that you do with the breathing?
So we do it what we call breath break, which is we saying to them, you can take in this light, this powerful light, and through this powerful light, you could push out pain and fear and stress, because we all know they go through a very stressful day. And through that light that they breathe in, they're able to calm down and be able to push out the darkness, which the children will tell you darkness is their cancer, some of them. Some will tell them darkness is their pain. And they're able to push out the darkness through our technique. Kids Kicking Cancer teach them a little bit of karate, but the goal is not to produce a great karate champions. That's not the goal. The goal is to empower them that even when they are at home, they'll be able to do these breathing exercises that's going to be able to help them lower their pain.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Hayden. I'm 12 years old. I go to Harmony Primary School in Steenberg Retreat.
Can you tell me what are you doing here today at this event?
To teach the world about kicking cancer and karate, and it helps me to calm myself down with the breathing, and it keeps me active.
So how does karate help with your cancer?
Makes you brave.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
You just listened to some interviews from the launch of Kids Kicking Cancer at Red Cross Hospital. To talk more about the organization, we have Ilda van der Merwe, Program Manager for the Western Cape. Welcome, Ilda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you? Okay, first question. You've been at Oryx Radio before. Could you tell us more about yourself?
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much for inviting me for a second time. I've been doing karate since I was a young girl, and it's been part of my life since I was 10. It puts so much into you. It's a lifestyle at the end of the day. So for me to carry that, what I was taught from a little girl, over into Kids Kicking Cancer was just such an easy transition. So, we're very, very excited about what's happening and what's coming, especially for next year.
What was the launch like at Red Cross?
It was an unbelievable experience. We had three kids at the launch that is in oncology ward. Mona Lisa, Ferdi, and Hayden. It was so nice to see them doing the breathing and focusing on breathing in the light and pushing out the darkness, seeing everybody's support, hearing all the speakers, how they support the whole program, and everybody's just excited to spread our arms out and help these children with different illnesses. So it was fantastic.
What do you think about kids kicking cancer in South Africa?
Sure. We're very privileged that there's no other organization in South Africa like what we're doing. We are got the biggest vision, if I can just share with you guys. We're in four hospitals now in Cape Town, and we are in four hospitals in Joburg, and we are looking at spreading all over the place, completely nationally and hopefully up into Africa. So for us, the launch in South Africa just opens up the court, if I can call it that, so we can share our love and share our expertise with the kids that really need it, the support.
Can you tell us about what happens during the Karate Second sessions?
Yes. Firstly, I come in, I gather the kids around, we have a little chat, go through what they're going through currently, what are they experiencing, what's their worries, their fears, their stresses. After that, we get the body moving. So we do some movement, some punches, some kicks, just get their minds off what they're actually going through. After that, we go into a calmer state of the session, and we do breathing and meditation techniques. So what we want for them is to focus on the light, focus on goodness, happiness, family, and breathe all of that in, and then get their bodies to calm down and breathe out all the pain, stress, fear that they every day need to go through.
What do you think about mental health awareness, and how do you promote it during Karate Seconds?
That's a very good question. Mental health awareness, I think, is something that's growing. Years ago, it was not, it was frowned upon, where now there's an awareness created about it, and karate is linking up so much to it, where for us it's all about mind, body, spirit. We need to keep a positive spirit, keep the spirits up, stay strong, and positive thoughts has got a very, very big impact on everybody's healing. So mental awareness and karate links like a puzzle.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
For now, we are finished with the launch. We are creating amazing awareness. We're sharing our website, which is www.kidskickingcancer.co.za. And we need all the help we can get. So whoever wants to get involved regarding volunteers or donations, our arms are open, because we want to make sure that we can serve the children currently here in South Africa, and hopefully serve the children in Africa as well, because the need is really, really big.
Oh, okay. Just one question that maybe some of the listeners would like want to know. When is the karate sessions?
Karate sessions is on a Tuesday morning between 9:30 and 11:30. And then I switch between Wednesdays and Thursdays, depending on how the book looks. So we look into the diary at the outpatient section of oncology. And if it looks nice and full on a Wednesday, then it will be 9:30 on a Wednesday as well till 11:30. Otherwise, then Thursday, 9:30 to 11:30.
Okay, thank you for that interview. Now back to you, Amira.
Before I introduce the next song, Chris just asked me to ask you to just give us a breathing demonstration.
Fantastic. So what we do is we put our hands right here on our belts. We put some white belts on the kids and tell them they are powerful martial artists. Then we take our hands, we lift our chest, we fill our tummies with air. Breathe in nice and deep. See the light. Hold it. One, two, three. And then you breathe it out. Slowly emptying your tummy, let the body and the muscles relax, and see how you're pushing out the fear or the pain or the frustration. So that we do 4, 5, 6 times, sometimes 10 minutes if it's needed.
Thank you so much for this interview, Tamina and Ilza.
It's a great pleasure.
Enjoyed it so much.